Claude, there's an idea underneath the Constitution that America must always be a white nation. By Pam Key on February 10, 2025. Princeton professor Eddie Claude Jr. said Monday on MSNBC's Deadline that people in the United States believe the Constitution is a ruling document. However, he says there's an idea underneath it that this country must always be a white nation. Claude said, "We could talk about the Empire of Right. We could talk about U.S. relation to the Philippines, to Cuba. We could talk about the moment in which Teddy Roosevelt imagines a certain kind of white Anglo-Saxonism that defines U.S. foreign policy. I'm talking about the end of the 19th and 20th century. So there is this sense in which Donald Trump is hearkening back to a period where the United States imagined itself as an imperial kind of force, kind of informed by its democratic principles, an ironic and contradictory sort of position." He continued, "And it's also the case, I want to say this, that there's always been this tension between America as an idea and America as blood and soil. This is the distinction between good nationalisms and bad nationalisms. We think we're driven by the Constitution, but there's been an idea underneath it that this country must be and must always be a white nation." Claude added, "And that ideology has driven policy decisions. And what's interesting about the current moment, we have a second Gilded Age. We have the reassertion of U.S. imperial power. And we have the latest articulation of white supremacy at the same time." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.